A security official has confirmed that sectarian clashes have left one Coptic Christian dead and four wounded in southern Egypt. The violence yesterday in Minya province south of Cairo began after a Muslim motorist hit a young Christian. That sparked clashes between the families of the two men, with both sides hurling stones and exchanging gunfire. Meanwhile, advocacy organisation Christian Solidarity Worldwide is calling for a clear timeline for delayed elections in Egypt and to allow international observers to monitor the electoral process. The interim government had previously said elections would be held in September, but now they are being scheduled for either October or November. Lydia O'Kane spoke to CSW's advocacy officer, Andrew Johnson, about what these elections mean for Christians.
Well, I think that the army council, who's currently running the state of Egypt, has responded to demonstrations and demands from the protesters that more time is given to enable democratic parties to form. What you have to remember is that Egypt hasn't really had true, fair and open democratic elections for many, many years, and so it takes time for groups to get together and to organise themselves, and so that's why the army council has responded to these pleas to postpone the elections.
Also, we're looking at the situation with regard to international monitoring. A new law prohibits international monitoring. People like Mohamed al-Baradei have said there should be international monitors allowed into the country to monitor elections, but it doesn't seem to be happening.
Yes, I mean, we're very concerned about this. I mean, this is something that, in a way, is we've seen with other army regimes, that they don't really appreciate the importance of having a clearly transparent process as far as the international community is concerned. And there's this great concern that the outside world has some kind of an agenda to interfere in the internal runnings of the nation state of Egypt. But what's really important is that people are able to see around the world that the elections that do take place in Egypt are completely free and fair elections, and that's why we're clearly calling for international observers to be allowed into Egypt.
With regard to campaigning, with regard to who's going up for election, how does this affect the Christian community in Egypt?
Well, it's really important that the Christian community takes an active part. We're very much trying to support the churches right across the spectrum at Christian Solidarity Worldwide, engage in the political process, find their voice in the new political forum that has been created. And certainly it's helpful to the Christian community to have these elections postponed. It seems a long time since January, but an awful lot has happened in the intervening period. We've just seen Mubarak put on trial. So there is also a fair degree of tension in Egypt at the moment. So it's really important that that time is given to allow the Christians and other groups to really get engaged with the political process that's taking place.
We were talking about Christian groups, but what about women, for instance? How do they fare with regard to elections?
Well, ironically, under the previous regime, there were positions reserved in the Egyptian government for women, and Egyptian society is, at a political level, has previously engaged the female population. But what's very encouraging to see is that there is actually a female candidate who's come forward in the presidential elections. And that women are really taking part in the whole democracy movement that we've seen on the streets of Cairo in the last few months.
There still seems to be tensions in Egypt with regard to sectarian clashes. What more do you know about that?
Well, sadly, the situation, especially in the Upper Nile in southern Egypt, is extremely tense. These are isolated communities where Christian Solidarity Worldwide has been monitoring outbreaks of violence and acts of criminality that have been perpetrated against these very remote and quite isolated Coptic communities. And sadly, the rural part of Egypt really hasn't joined in fully with the Arab Spring, with the momentous changes that have taken place which have primarily been led by urban populations. And so there have been, very sadly, some awful events in Upper Egypt. But we continue to lobby for the forces of law and order to really clamp down on those and to prevent those happening.
We saw, obviously, a few months ago, the revolution there. It brought together the different sections of society, including Christians and Muslims, side by side, as it were, for one cause. But looking at it 6 months on, as it were, are Christians any better off, or are they worse off?
Well, I think they're better off. I think that any country which enables you to fully express your rights and enables you to play a full part in society has to be better than a military regime, which effectively was what was happening under Mubarak. And whilst there were certain protections for Christians under the previous regime, it certainly wasn't all rosy. So we very much look to a multi-party, multi-faith future for Egypt. We're very encouraged by the fact that a lot of moderate Muslim groups want the Christian community to participate actively in society. And we still do have a lot of evidence where there have been attacks on churches that moderate Muslim groups have actually come to the protection of Christian communities. And there is still a sense that people want to put Egypt first and to put their faith second.